A very, very, very happy hello to all the party poopers out there. I hope you enjoy this second part of our interview with Coda, which has been remarkable so far. And I hope you enjoy the second part, which will be remarkablier than even the first part. Enjoy.
Like, even if somebody's going through this massive transformation of like, yes, this is who I really feel, whether it, like, if you're a cis person, for example, and you know, you like go through a transformation where you, I don't know, let's say lose a lot of weight, for example, let's say that, that in a way is also gender affirming care.
Yes. Yep.
Because, you know, you're feeling more confident in your body and who you are as a person, and you at your core, one of those things is gender. So In the same way that somebody may lose a lot of weight to feel more comfortable in their bodies, Somebody coming out as trans or associating a label with themselves like autism, ADHD, that's them taking their power back.
Yes. Yeah, with someone who's got the whole body dysphoria thing, that is a, yes. Like, I recall those feelings of being able to actualize those things, those feelings I had. You know, double-edged sword doesn't always stay that way, but yeah, those feelings can be very, very strong, can't they?
Oh, major. And
the same with gender dysphoria.
Yes, like body dysmorphia and gender dysphoria, like they go hand in hand. And like they can, like anyone can feel gender dysphoria, really. Like even as a cis guy, like say you're on the shorter side and, you know, because like people, like when you see a guy, you think more tall, like Bianca gets perceived for a dude because she's taller. Like I never would have even thought of that, but there we go, that's opened my eyes. And they would feel insecure because it is an insecurity that is like, yeah, I want to feel taller. And you'll feel gender envious of somebody who is like, say if a guy is 5'5" and you see a guy that's 6'2", you're like, shit, I want to be that.
Yeah,
like, yep. I feel really envious, and in that inner way is also gender dysphoria.
Yep. I got beard envy last.
Beard envy.
Didn't I? Like, that, get that sometimes.
Yeah.
A bit of a beard envy.
I'd also like just to go back on that point real quick, because I said gender dysphoria is the same as, like, gender envy. Gender dysphoria describes, and for the folks at home that might not know what gender dysphoria even means, gender dysphoria refers to a very, like, just a massive, massive, massive insecurity about something related to people's perceptions of gender. So a common example of my gender dysphoria is my voice.
Right.
So like I am not on testosterone. I'm not on anything like that. Cause like when you go on testosterone, your voice gets a lot deeper.
Yep.
But I have a lot of dysphoria around my voice. So I'll often, like, I used to actually strain my voice to actually make my voice sound deeper, because it would just absolutely, like, because it would affect, because gender dysphoria, when you have dysphoria about something, it affects you on the daily, and it makes you do things that might actually physically harm you. Like chest binding is a very common one, where you flatten your chest. You might use something like a binder, which is very common, or if you don't have resources to those, you could use a, like people would use, and I did this, a much smaller sports bra.
Yes.
But that literally constricts, like especially if you're going through puberty and your boobs are developing, that disrupts the development of breasts.
Yes.
And it is going to have so much, like such bad effects later in life, because they could develop lopsided, they could get like lumps, everything like that. It is really scary. So you might do things that could actually harm you, but in the moment, it's like temporary. It's like putting a Band-Aid on.
Yes.
It helps in the moment because you're just like, it's like, because I used to strain my voice. I used to like scream at the absolute top of my lungs, basically lose my voice.
So you want to still? Do you still want to work at that?
Work at what?
Lowering your voice.
Yeah, absolutely.
Have you considered singing lessons?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I'm a singer.
You have. So you've been doing the whole...
I've been doing that,
but... You do those exercises.
But I never did... So I'm a soprano. So my range is more medium to higher. But because socialized as a woman, I never learned how to sing in my lower register. Mm-hmm. And I basically did all that stuff from home.
Yep.
But
yep.
You have to, like, the thing about it, and even because, like, I think a common misconception with hormones is that it immediately makes your voice deeper. Or even especially when you go on estrogen as a trans woman, that your voice immediately goes higher. You actually have to train your voice in order to do that.
Yes, exactly.
You have
you
to
do.
Keep.
You do.
So do you have, I don't know, I'm just not working today. So do you, well, one, I want to say I feel I have a masculine voice and so I always try to speak a little bit more feminine.
Oh, okay.
And like you said that you would like say bind yourself up, I'll be like, I'm the one sticking the tissues in my bra. Mm. Not now.
No.
Well, that in a way is a gender-affirming care as well. That in a way is you presenting your gender, presenting in your body the way that you want to. And that actually brings up a really good point of like, you know, we all look at each other and we go, we all pick something like, oh, shit, I wish I had this about this person. But in reality, that person could be looking, like I look at you and I'm like, I wish I was that tall. Like, I wish I had your height.
Oh, thank you. That's so lovely of you to say.
I wish I had shorter. Your beard because that is a rocking beard. Like we all, like everyone as humans, we all look at each other and we like we pick something that we wish we had. Yeah. Like
I envy a beard with color.
Yeah. Oh, you've got color. You've got silver.
No, it all went away when I had children.
Oh, you still got.
I sucked my life.
Well, that's why. Yeah, but we all like the analogy I love to use is that we all have wings on our back. So we've all got these beautiful butterfly wings or dragon wings, however you want to look at them. We've all got these beautiful wings. Everyone else can see them. Everyone else can see them, but not us because we can't look at our back.
Oh. Well, I'm picturing Paul McCartney on my back.
That's a beautiful wings. Some beautiful wings.
Yeah, confused, Bianca. Look.
Well, I was just thinking that do you have a tattoo of wings on your back?
I do not. I want to. I do not at the moment because tattoos are very expensive.
They certainly are. I found out. Yeah.
And another thing that I had to learn recently through a lot of therapy, because therapy is a great thing. I absolutely love therapy, is when we look at ourselves and we're like, oh, this was different. I wish that was different, blah, 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 blah. It's not that you're necessarily ugly or anything. You're just not your type. So when we look at other people and we're like, oh, no, that's a much better version. Or like if we like say a straight woman might look at other women and go, oh, I wish I had this. I wish I had that.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like I'd be more attractive if I had this, I had that.
Yeah.
And it's not that we're necessarily ugly. It's just we're not our own type.
Yes.
So when we look in the mirror, like we look at ourselves and it's like, that's not the person I'm with. Be attracted to yourself. That's absolutely beautiful.
That's not Robert Irwin.
But like, let's use Robert Irwin for example. He might look in the mirror and be like, okay, that's not the type of person that, you know, I'd want to date. Because I'm assuming that he's straight as well. So he probably wouldn't want to date another guy. But.
Yeah.
And he probably wouldn't want to date somebody that looks exactly like him. Like some uncanny valley look and stuff. Like some uncanny valley thing where you date someone. And it's actually very common amongst gay dudes, gay men.
That was going to be my next point. Like you look at them, you go, wow, you guys look the same.
Yes. Like it is very common.
And that's really cool.
A lot of gay.
Like, yeah, that's real validation for yourself.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
I like that.
But yeah. So when you look in the mirror, like, and you say, oh, I wish I had this. I wish I had that. You're just not your type.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and that was something I had to get over as well. Like everyone does that, but yeah, that's still a thing I'm getting over because like
tell me about it.
Because I not to toot my own horn, but I sound like this absolute genius that you know has everything figured out. I'm only 23. I don't have anything figured out, bro.
That's how Dan thinks he has everything figured out as well.
No,
he comes across on here as though he does, but he does not.
My dad joke is I used to be conceited. Now I'm perfect.
What was that?
I used to be conceited. Now I'm perfect.
Personal perception.
I know. Now, I wanted to
it's
talk
almost
a little
as
bit
if
about
it's
your
socially
work.
Constructed.
Exactly. It certainly is.
Like
I was
a lot
saying
of
when I was
in
my
20s, world.
Too. I found that it was like before there was the internet and all that sort of stuff, the memes. I found that in a magazine or something. I literally cut it out and kept it for years because I kept forgetting jokes. And
I mean, that was. I think that was the way people like had memes back in the day. My favorite meme from back in the day, as I say, my favorite meme back in the day was the shit list.
Oh, shit.
Did you ever have, like, anyone, please tell me somebody at home knows what I'm talking about. Like, instead of having the times tables or something hanging up while you're taking a dump, you have a shit list that describes all the different types of shits that you can ever, am I allowed to swear on this podcast?
Yep.
Okay, cool. All the different types of shits that you could have. Like, there's the ghost shit where, you know you've taken a shit, but it's not in the bowl for some reason. Or, like, you know, the Taco Tuesday shit where you're like, you know, there's a line waiting outside and this usually happens at someone else's house. Tell me somebody knows what this list is.
I do know this list. I've seen this list. I can't remember if I've seen it in a bathroom or online, but it's an interesting list.
It is a very interesting list, but this was like, I suppose this was the meme back when like my parents were my age.
Well, that's right. The shit list is an L7 song.
An L7 song?
Yeah, called Shit List. You're on my shit list.
Well, yeah. When I say shit list, I was worried people were going to be like, oh, like a hit list.
Exactly. Yeah, that's what it is. That's what how I know it is.
Or like instead of a bucket list, it's a fuck it list where like you're like, you know, those things that you need to like you've absolutely wanted to do, but you just go fuck it.
Oh.
You just go fuck. What's on your fuck it list, Dan? A question for the
What, as in it's...
like something that you've always wanted to do that you've just like...
Oh, I thought
like,
you were asking me who I wanted to...
Who you want to shag. No, what's on your fuck it list before you die?
Like Robert Irwin. When he's with a snake.
Oh, crikey. Yeah. Oh, crikey. What kind of snake are we for? No, I'm kidding.
So what's on my what list?
So
my
like what? A fuck it list or even if it's something like... Because like something on my fuck it list...
Oh, to hell with it, I'm going to do it.
Yeah, or like... What, you know, it's something like... Oh, it sounds like something absolutely terrible, like I'm going to go commit a war crime or something or commit tax fraud. No, it's not that. It's something just very little that harms nobody, but it's always like, I don't, like, say someone, like, something on my fuck it list, for example, is like to actually stand up if somebody's being a dick on the train, like if somebody's being an absolute asshole, to actually just go up to them and be like, hey, you're being a dick.
Yeah, that's fun.
Like, can you not? Like, especially people that play music on the trains without headphones. I like my something on my fuck it list is to actually rip their earphone out.
Oh, I love.
Or like, no, rip their earphone out, but like turn the speaker off. It doesn't harm them. It does not harm them, and like you know that shit terrifying to do because you don't know what the person's gonna do.
Yep.
But like that's on my fuck it list.
Okay.
And because it's just a pet peeve of mine. Like if you need to listen to music, get some headphones. Like they're super cheap from Kmart, bro.
I want to dive with a blue whale, despite how dangerous it is.
No,
that's a fuck it list.
Well, it's kind of like, it's really dangerous. No, that's
not, like, fuck it, like, even, like, skydiving or swimming with sharks or feeding a crocodile. Like, something that, even something that scares you. Even
I want to be facing the blue something whale that absolutely, as it comes from the it shadows.
Could, it could even be something that absolutely terrifies you.
Yeah.
That is on your fuck it list. Like, I want to go skydiving or I want to go paragliding.
Yeah, I don't or, like,
on a flying fox that goes, like, across this massive forest.
No, that's the other kind of ADHD that I don't have. I don't need any adrenaline things.
Oh, I've got the impulsivity. I will absolutely go over a flying fox if I will do a flying fox over a forest if I get the chance.
Oh, look, I'd do it. Yeah.
Or even those videos on Instagram where somebody's like sitting and it's this setup where your legs are tied with a string and you get pushed over and like, you know, you just like bungee jumping. That's the word.
Yeah, bungee jumping, yeah.
But one, like there's these ones where people are like sitting on a chair and they get pushed back on the chair.
Yep.
I want to do that so bad. Yep. It's like, I know it would absolutely terrify me, but I want to do it so bad. So that's on my fuck it list, for example. Okay.
No adrenaline. I don't care about that.
Okay, well, I think that mine is like, have you seen on, say, social media, those roller coasters that... Like maybe in Japan and they're at the top of a mountain and like, oh, you know, like those, like really random, really high, really scary. Yeah.
Or the ones that like, so what's this angle? That the downward angle. So if you're looking at if you're looking at like a square on the downcline, but they're not fully straight, where they actually have a dip where you're a bit upside down.
Yes.
I don't know. It's very hard to describe this when you don't have a camera to like describe what you're doing. Because I talk with my.
It's the Green Lantern ride at Movie World. Yes, it goes like it, no, it's not as enjoyable as you would imagine.
No, yeah. I don't know. I would feel like I get a headache afterwards, but like I don't know. It just sounds really enticing to me. And even if I only do it once, I'm like, yeah, I've lived that. I've done it.
I think for people like myself and like Eloise who don't care for the, we're not adrenaline people. Like we like to be in the middle. Would be something like going in and taking part in a play.
Oh yeah, that could absolutely be on your fucking list. Thing. Like something that absolutely I feel like the criteria. Here we go for a fuck it list is something that scares you.
Yep.
Or something that you know, like say you've got like an annoying family member that always. Like, always on their high horse, talking about their shit, you know, acting like their shit doesn't stink. You can finally stand up to them and just go, you know what? Like, I have a very specific one here.
Yeah, I've got a few.
I have a very specific one here because I had a very homophobic family member and I had a girlfriend at the time. And... I almost said it to them. I wish I said it to them. I can say it to them now indirectly.
Yeah.
But they're like, oh, how's your relationship with your girlfriend? And I said, stronger than your hairline. Yes. Yes, 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 yes. That one. Where it basically like, yep. That's exactly what I'm talking about. For the viewers at home, that's exactly what I'm talking about.
They're looking at something on the phone that I can't
see. Yeah,
that's
it there for the listeners at home. But yeah, nah, like I wanted to say that to them so bad, but yeah. Or even like, because I've heard jokes of like, oh, how's your transition stronger than your marriage, Aunt Jan? do you have one of those, like one of those stories or something you want to say to a family member?
Yes, but no comment because they may listen. And it's not my mum. It's not mum. It's not anyone in my family.
Well, there's someone in the podcast communities that has an ongoing issue, an argument with Bianca's mother.
Yes.
What was this?
There's tension between Dan and my mother.
Not Dan.
Ooh, tea.
No. It's someone else.
Spill the tea, sis.
Truth, are you here?
Spill the tea. Oh, spill the tea, sis.
Hello, darling. Hello.
Yes, how are you?
Chartreuse.
Oh, hello, Chartreuse.
It's very nice to meet you, darling. How are you?
Oh my God, I love that voice. I fucking love that voice.
I'm having some rather interesting conversations with Bianca's mother, who doesn't quite like me very much, but I love her. I think she's adorable.
Oh, for what reason, darling?
Well, she thinks I might be... What did she call me, darling? What did she call me?
I forget. I think, no, she called you...
She called...
Not trans something. She she thinks that...
A cross-dresser.
You know...
She called me a cross-dresser.
Because you know her Dan, who normally who's in the podcast, who's just stepped out. My mother thinks that Dan wants to
express themselves.
Yes, femininely. Yes.
Well, you can express yourself more femininely and still be a dude. Absolutely. Like gender identity and gender expression are two completely different things.
Oh, don't you worry about the Dan. It's all man to me.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Oh, that's funny.
Anyway, darlings, must be going. See you later. Tell me when it's finished. I'll give you your payment.
Enticing.
Okay.
Yeah, g'day, Dan.
Hey, Hayden.
Yeah, good. Yeah. But no, gender identity and gender expression are two completely different things. Like it's because even when, you know, back in the day, you know, girls wore dresses and men wear pants, which isn't even entirely true, by the by, okay? Like, because I know, I think this would have been like 1800s, you know, the boys always wore dresses.
Yes.
The young boys always wore dresses to cater for... Yes. What was swinging between their legs?
Yeah.
And girls, like, those assigned female at birth, obviously have nothing, like nothing swinging between their legs. Would wear pants.
Yes.
And last time I checked, the men in Parliament, not men in Parliament, but like when they would have the wigs and the makeup, they wore more wigs than a drag queen. So I don't know what they're kicking up about when they say men can't express femininely. They wore more wigs. They took inspiration from drag queens.
And they
wore heels before women did to ride their horses.
Absolutely. Okay. And there's still more men in Parliament.
It's almost as if it's a social construct.
My next line of questioning will be... I wanted to know, like, I guess the supports that you have found helpful along the way, like, I guess on autism, but then also queer, all those on that journey, what it supports, whether it's like obviously ICAN network, but other things that you found, and you said having a psychologist or what do you call it? Therapist. Oh, okay. Because you said therapist. And to me, that's a very, you actually have a lot of words that are very American. Like,
yes, I do.
Counselor, psych, is it what particularly?
So I have a counselor, there's counselors, psychologists, psychiatrists, they all do different things. And yes, my language is very Americanized because I had an American accent up until I was 10 years old. And then because I started school when I was, I want to say like, I might have been, this was 2000 and I don't even remember now, it's all blurred. But I had an American accent before I started school. And then as I went to school and started hanging out with more people, because, you know, I didn't really hang out with a lot of people. I hung out with my dog, Bo, who... like was my childhood dog. He was a beautiful dog. And yeah, so I didn't hang around a lot of, I say, Aussie voices. So when I started school, I obviously lost the accent. Yeah. And I can still switch into it whenever I want. So, and it is my artistic superpower in a way.
Yes.
Where It is my autistic superpower to do accents. I could easily become not to toot my own horn. I could absolutely become a voice actor.
We actually, you know what? You better listen to some of our. I'm terrible at doing accents, but we would do this thing where we would like do this role play, and we've stopped doing it. Called it, because when you see the text fuck ups on memes, yep. And so we would play them out in different accents. I'm terrible.
We were shocking.
You're not bad, but you would be good for that. So what other accents? Give me Irish.
Oh, give me some Irish accent. Oh, it depends where you're from, because I have more of a Dublin. I'm more, because I know
that sounds Scottish.
Because I've been told I have more of a Dublin-esque, because I love the show Mrs. Brown's Boys. If you know Mrs. Brown's Boys, you know what's up. And that's set in Dublin.
I can't do any voices.
I do have to have more of a Scot. More. This is more of a Scottish than
yes.
Because I know Dublin is, I believe, in Scotland. I might sound like a total twat there.
We've got a lot of English and Scottish people, so
I know, they're going to be absolutely cringing right now.
Yes. Okay, so do you know the different English accents? Can you do different ones?
Oh, not really.
What's your English one?
English as in, more like from London, or more like me London? More like me London talk
about
of accent.
Liverpool. Have you been to Liverpool, love?
Oh, I do love me Liverpool. Liverpoolian accent. There we go. I just made all the Liverpool people cringe in their seats.
Liverpoolian.
I know they're a lot more soft and spoken. They're a lot more softly spoken than they are. And then you've got Scotland. Scotland.
I pretended to be Canadian at a 2-week camp.
Oh, did you, mate?
And just kept in character the whole time until the final day, where I went back to Australian. And
I'd be so scared to go into another country, because especially like America or the UK, because when I talk to, tell me, like any autistic listeners out there or just anyone, if I talk to somebody with a different accent for a very long period of time, I adopt their accent and I can't get out of it.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I had a coworker when I worked at a job shop, very heavy Scottish accent.
Yep.
And then I'd adopt it, so I'd have this weird mix of an Aussie and Scottish accent. And then customers would be like, oh, are you from Scotland? And I'm like, yeah, sure.
Yes.
Yeah. And even if I started talking, because, I do have a lot of American term. I spell a lot of things. I failed so many spelling tests because I spell things very American. Z. Yes, like color, C-O-L-O-R.
Yep.
I failed so many tests. I'm like, no, it's technically right, just not here. Like, what are you doing? Did you actually spell something American?
Prioritizes with a Z.
Yeah. Oh, yep, with the Z. Yep, organize with a Z. Favorite, F-A-V-O-R.
So does that mean you would leave a movie? Because this is something that happens to me. I'll leave a movie and be one of the characters.
Yes. Oh, absolutely. It takes me forever to get out of it.
Oh yeah, yep, absolutely.
Actually, I have a very specific example of this actually, because me and my partner, we were on Stan or whatever platform is. We watched Wife Swap. Remember Wife Swap from 2000, early 2000s to 2010, and I feel like the Aussie accent has really developed since then. Because I'd start to sound like the people on the show. And my partner would be like, mate, what are you doing? And I'd be like, I'm just talking. And then, I can't slip into it now because I haven't really been around it long enough. But it's, if you look at old episodes of Wife Swap or anything like that, the language is really developed. And these were, these were people in Victoria. There were episodes where in Victoria as well. It was so different. So different. You look at it and you're like, who the frick is that? Like, a Melburnian would probably think they're from Adelaide or something.
I think there's a lot of people out there who very much understand what we're talking about.
Oh, absolutely. Even if you've, even if you've never experienced it, I feel like you can at least, conceptualize it. At least be like, okay, yeah, no, I understand that a little. Or understand where I'm coming from, at least.
Now, I'm looking at the time, and I think it's probably important now that we put a coda to this part of the conversation. Boom, boom.
Boom, boom.
Is there anything else you wanted to particularly get out there before we get to the most important part of the interview?
Going back to the conversation of how you can best support your child, even if if you have feelings of, denial or this is just a phase, if you think this is just a phase, let it be a phase. Support them the best way that you can, even if you think it's a phase.
Yep.
Because you're going to learn real soon that it's not a phase, okay? So it's the best way to support them, get on the internet. There are so many resources out there from actual queer advocates, actual autistic advocates that'll give you the terminology, study up on it a little bit, because like you can collaborate with your kid or your like whoever's like your friend, your kid, whoever, you can collaborate with them on this. You can work it out together, especially if they're just learning. And if they already, you know, have a good sense of who they are, learn with them, learn from them, because we learn something new every day. It's not, and this is, and even if it's like, yeah, so let it be a phase. And even if, and if you're not willing to learn, I'm sorry, I don't have a lot of time for you. Like, I'm a straight up say it. Like, if you genuinely care about this person, you would. You would take the time and space to learn. And it's not just a matter of saying like, oh, I say, like, I use their correct pronouns. I use this, blah, blah, blah. Give me a gold star. Don't do it just so it makes you look good.
Yep.
Because a lot of people will say, like, do this and be like, oh, I'm such an ally. I use the right pronouns. I use the right gender terminology. Okay, bare minimum, come through. So don't do it just for your own social and personal gain. Do it because you love the person.
Yep.
Do it because you want to make them happy and you want to make them feel more comfortable in the same way that they would make you feel more comfortable in your identity. If you ever set, if you ever got a haircut, if you got your hair changed, if you changed glasses, if you changed style, if like, because they love you, they would absolutely affirm you in your like feeling, your identity. If you go through something really, really big, that's a change and it's really, really good for you. They would support you in the same way that you should support them.
And I love that. I really haven't thought about it that way in this particular topic, the idea, because all I keep thinking is what you're doing when you're allowing someone to just follow where they want to go is you're teaching them empathy.
Yes.
You're teaching them to walk, even if it ends up being another person's shoes or it ends up being something that's something you do for, like when I was, you do a particular spirituality or something.
That's
it. It's an experience you go through and you get to learn about other people's way of thinking. How is this in any way bad?
It's something, and you get to learn about it. And if they come out the other end and realize, oh, I'm cis or I'm straight or maybe I'm not autistic, and like maybe if they get the assessment and realize they're not, like they fail or whatever, that's totally like, you don't have to stick with it, and it helps you learn for the next person.
Yeah,
and
beautiful empathy you've just learned.
Yeah, and even if you like, if you think they're delusional or anything like that, okay, feed into the delusion. I know that's easier said than done, but if you genuinely think that it's a freaking delusion, prove yourself wrong and go with it.
Yep.
And then you're going to realize really quickly, oh, they're not delusional. They actually know who they are. This is what I mean by get on their level.
Yep.
Like, feed into their delusion, think it's a phase, go with it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this is just another chapter in their story, because you're going to learn 97% of the time, it's not a phase. Yep. Okay, it's not a delusion. Kids, teens, adults, they know who they are.
Yes.
We know who we are, okay?
Yep.
We present very differently outside to what we think up here. Behavior is a form of communication, okay? Behavior is a form of communication. If they are acting away, if they are having a meltdown, if they are saying all the, like, if they are being really uptight and aggressive or something, listen to that. If you think it's anger that they're correcting you, or if they're saying it in a really like way that just sounds angry to you, they're probably fed up.
Yes.
They're probably fed up with your shit.
Yep.
So, like, because I've had a lot of those moments where, like, yes, I will be quite assertive and I will say, hey, these are my pronouns, please respect that. And people see that as, oh, you're forcing it upon me.
Yeah.
No, I'm not. I might be forcing it upon you, but that's because I'm done. That's because I'm having such a shit day, a shit week, that I'm not actually going to let it slide. And if you want to see that as anger, go ahead, because, and express that to me too. If you see it as anger, I can tell that means that I have no time for you.
Yep.
But that's what I mean by behavior is a form of communication. A behavior is a form of communication, sorry. That to me, to you got, like to anyone else, it would sound like I'm angry, but in reality, yeah, I'm a little bit angry, but it's because I'm sad. It's because I'm fed up.
Okay, so, that's awesome. So what about then, yeah, so let's just say I'm a mum and then I'm talking to you and then I call you she, her, and then you get, like you speak that way to me, and then I'm just thinking, I'm trying my best and I've got lots of shit going on in my life. I can't remember everything. I'm trying, but I can't remember everything. What should, I mean, do you have understanding of that, because I'm, yeah, do you know what I mean?
Absolutely. No, absolutely. I'm, in those really extreme cases, I'm talking about people that have, you know, continued to not understand, who have continuously, you know, been discriminatory, misgendered me, dead named me, whatever.
Or I can't change. I won't change.
I can't change. I won't change. I've known you as this for X amount of years. How do you expect me to change?
I'm too old to change.
I'm too old to change. That's a load of shit. Like, I'm talking in those cases. In cases that, like, say, take you, Bianca, for example, because I know you're very new to this and you're still learning. And if you mess it up, I know that you're not messing it up with malicious intent. You're messing, like, you messed it up because you just simply forgot. And you know, I know that if I corrected you, you'd be like, oh, sorry, they. That's, I'm like, obviously have empathy for each other. Have, like, if this is, like, now we're going to talk about in the text, say Bianca and I, who's still learning and everything like that, who's very, like, who expresses empathy that, yes, she wants to get better at referring to me and, you know, getting all of the terminologies and, like, you know, just basically respecting me as a human being, because that's what we're doing at the end of the day.
Wouldn't that be lovely?
Wouldn't that be lovely if we all had respect for each other? But, like, communicate with each other.
Now, thank you very much, because you've just given me the next name for my next dog. My next chihuahua in particular.
Oh, you're getting a new puppy.
Not yet.
Or
but when they do, hypothetically.
When
they do, I've got the name. For a chihuahua, this is perfect. Malicious intent.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
What an awesome name for
a
chihuahua.
You can call it Mimi for short.
Mimi. So I just have a question about then, because I've always thought, let's just say you came out as, say, a he, they, at 20. So my assumption was always, oh, therefore before 20, when I'm referring to you when you were in primary school, I would say she. But now I'm just thinking, well, maybe it was just when you actually outwardly said it and you've always felt that way. So I should probably always now refer to you as he, they, even if I'm talking about you as a young child. What do you say about that?
Yes, I love this question because I've had so many conversations about this. So yes, it especially I'm also appealing to parents as well, because this is the most common aspect that I get it asked in, is that somebody's come out at 25, like, actually say take me for example, I came out at 21, sorry, and someone did ask me this question, oh, should I refer to you as your dead name when talking about you as a child?
Yes, that's it.
Or
what's a dead name?
So dead name is the name that you were given at birth that you no longer identify. So my name given at birth isn't Coda. I'm not going to say it here because Yeah, I said, they were like, oh, should I refer to you as that? A good way to say it is before they came out, before they were Coda, or before they were this name.
Uh-huh.
Or you could just say, like, when we're talking to the person, when they were this age, when they were going through this thing, blah, blah, blah. And in terms of pronouns, use the pronouns that they have now. Because even though they didn't identify as that, they didn't have the language to say that those were their pronouns. Like, obviously, like, if someone comes out, like, if someone describes me when I was a baby, I would like them, this is just me personally, but I would like them to use the pronouns I use now and say before, like, if they were talking about me, before they came out as Coda. Before they came out as Coda. But again, ask the person.
No. I've got a better one for you.
Oh, okay.
Given your name, so from the early ages, that's the first movement. Then teenage years, like early teenage, preteen, second movement. And then later, third movement. And then the Coda.
Oh, jeez, you're freaking good. You are.
So.
Coda is to signify the end of a piece.
Oh, okay.
That is amazing.
Isn't it great?
I love that.
My first movement, which was an allegro, I was very busy.
Yes.
Blah, blah, blah. You know, when you through your teenage years, it's usually that the third movement, it's a bit quieter, it's a bit down.
Yes,
you know?
Yes. It's perfect. God, my life is a piece. And I'll just say one more thing. Yeah, ask the person, because different people are going to have different answers. So if that person's okay with them being referred to as their dead name when they were that age, like when they were much younger, before they came out, I'll say, and if they're okay with the pronouns, that's their decision. Respect it. If they want to say, like, before I came out as this and using the pronouns, please respect that. So again, just ask the person and give them those options, because that social script I love to use.
Before you clap your hands or whatever you're going to do, I was just going to say, Dan, I feel like there was a connection just then. You should invite Coda over for a barbecue.
Oh, you shut up.
Because he always invites people over. I love free food. And he doesn't even know the people, and he would like come over to my house for a barbecue.
I love free food.
No, but look at this. Well, I've got Dark Side of the Moon here.
Nice.
On vinyl.
And I was about to say, you've got a lot of vinyl, so I can't see it at the moment.
Yeah.
But yeah.
What did you just say? What did you call it? I got a lot of what?
Vinyls.
It's always singular.
Oh, vinyl. Sorry. Well, I was referring to a lot of vinyls.
No, that's it. I'm leaving.
Oh, vinyl. Oh, I'm sorry. My apologies. Sorry. Kicked off.
It really pisses off.
I'm so sorry.
You never say vinyls. There's no such thing.
Okay. I'm sorry. Vinyl. Sorry. See, good example there. You've corrected me on something.
That's right. See?
And I'm going to make an effort to learn for the future to say vinyl instead of vinyls.
You don't want to make middle-aged white men angry. I mean, they don't. They've been through enough.
It's my favorite pastime. What are you talking about? but yeah. So yeah, Dan has corrected me on the term for vinyl plural. Sorry, vinyl. Mm-hmm. See, and that's all you have to do. Like in context of pronouns or like name or anything. It's like if Bianca said she, I'd say they, and they're like, and Bianca's like, okay, they. That's all you have to do. Don't make it a big kerfuffle because we're going to feel embarrassed, like not embarrassed, but we're going to feel insecure that we corrected you and we're probably not going to correct you again and we're just going to suffer.
Or you could have said, don't tell me what to say.
Yeah, don't tell me. I'll correct myself. I had that one. I had that someone say, oh, I'll just correct myself. I'm correcting myself in my head, as they always said. And, oh man, it was quite funny because I was like, okay.
All right, here we go. Ready? Play the song. Play the song.
Ooh.
Who knows Coda? Coda better. 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 Who knows Coda? Who knows Coda? Who knows Coda?
Coda. Okay, so every time we have someone here, we have a segment called Who Knows Better.
Ooh.
So this is Who Knows Coda Better. And I have written a song for it as well. It's a little snippet, which I haven't done for the last one either. I better hurry up. So there'll be a little personalised tune for you.
Yes.
And then what we do, or you explain it, Bianca.
I was about to say, you go.
No, we'll explain. So we just, who knows Coda better? So therefore there'll be a, say, what's your favourite? Whatever. Dan will say his answer he believes is your favourite of whatever it is. Mm-hmm. I will say what my belief is your favourite. And then we get the truth from you and then you tell us who won that one. There's only about, there's about six of them.
Yep.
Okay, cool. That's fine. Yeah.
And when you hear the theme song, what does it sound like to you? Are you hearing instruments? Are you hearing anything particular?
I'm hearing a cool bass line.
Right.
Because I'm a bassist. So I'm hearing a very jazzy bass line.
Oh.
I'm hearing a very...
You're killing me. It's the only instrument I haven't got here.
Really? Oh, I've got my bass.
But I can do bass on my...
I've got my bass. I've got a bass. I'm hearing some, like, because my, like, when I go to America, my dream is to go to New Orleans.
Yep.
Because of the music, the food, the people.
Of course.
Like so I'm thinking like some jazzy bass line.
Excellent. Like a fretless bass.
Basically, yes.
Okay, cool.
Like very snappy, very, very snappy, very quick on the go because ADHD.
Stanley Clark.
Oh, yeah. Like scat. Scat.
Yeah. Okay, so let's go. That's scatting. Really.
That's scatting, yeah.
Okay.
You ready? Favorite ice cream flavor.
Mm. All right. I've got a theory from when I was young that gay men like white chocolate. It's just
oh
my God.
Well, do you think about it, all the gay men, they like white chocolate, don't they?
I don't know. I don't have a good sample. I know a lot of gay men. I haven't really asked them their favorite ice cream flavor, so I don't have a good sample.
Come on.
I don't have a good sample, so I won't make any. I will assume. Maybe.
Who chose this incompetent person to come on here?
We should probably just ask.
I don't even know.
Ask each individual gay man what his favorite chocolate is. So I have that, and then I think who likes dark chocolate? I can't remember. I used to have this big theory. Anyway, so with you, I'm thinking, I feel like you're into the chocolate. So I'm going to say you like, but not too hard, not too dark. So I think it might be a chocolate, but you don't say anything. Don't count say because he's going to have his in a minute. A chocolate mousse sort of whipped ice cream, but with some sort of nut in it. Now, kind of like a Ferrero Rocher sort of flavour. And what do you think, Dan?
I'm trying to think of the age and stuff, and I'm thinking if the early 2000s as a child, I think there was a more sort of gelati trucks around. So I'm going to say it's a gelati, like a mixed one, like a rainbow gelati.
So hang on, because I know it is gelato. So gelato and gelato.
Gelato, yeah. Si.
Si.
Your answer?
I don't like ice cream. I love sorbet.
I think you're closest then because you said
yes, you are closest with the gelati.
Well, I think we both kind of got close to that in some ways.
No, you're definitely the closest there.
Okay.
Like a good mango sorbet.
Okay. Oh, there you go.
Right. This one is your favourite TV genre. I think I know this one too, but you go, Dan. You go, Dan.
But all I'm going to say is that if you're going to say it's reality, you have to then go down to the next level if you're going to be doing that.
So what's the next level? Like, do you mean like, say, Big Brother reality? Or
exactly.
Do you mean...
Exactly, or a Survivor-ish type thing.
Oh, okay, that kind of type thing. Okay, so you go first, Dan.
So I think I'm going to stick with reality.
Oh.
No, I'm not.
Okay. Reality TV. No, don't say anything.
No, you're saying.
Okay.
Okay, let's just say reality TV, okay? Let's just make it simpler. Mm-hmm. I am going to... I'm going to say Big Brother then.
Okay. I'm going to say 1980s English comedy.
Oh, that's a good... I didn't even think about the one, though. That I do love that, like, sort of stuff. I will say, I don't know if this counts, but my favourite is True Crime.
Oh,
I love...
Go there.
I love docuseries. I love, documentaries. I love the True Crime. I suppose you're who's the closest here? Because when I heard TV genre, I was thinking nonfiction and fiction.
Right. Yeah.
So if we're talking about like fictionist TV shows, it would definitely be more like fantasy.
Yep.
And that's
where I was going to go as well.
Yeah, I had that vibe, and then nonfiction, true crime for sure.
Oh, we've screwed that on up as well.
I don't know.
Okay,
is it probably a lot of English true crime, wouldn't you say?
Oh, definitely.
Yes. Yeah. Which means me. So the next question
is
your celebrity crush.
Not Robert Irwin.
No, not Robert Irwin. Who's Dan, do you want to go first? It's my turn to go first.
Yeah, please. Yeah.
Okay. Okay, it's Chloe Hayden.
Who do you think, Dan?
Oh, for Christ's sake.
Who do you think, Dan?
Celebrity crush.
I'll give
Can it
you
be of all any time? I'm going to say for any time.
Yeah, like of any time period.
Can
is
I
that
say,
what you mean?
I'm going to go Pink.
Oh. I'll give you both that, actually.
Oh.
Because
that's pretty good.
I saw the Pink concert and I absolutely obsessed with Pink and I also love Chloe Hayden. I feel like you had an unfair advantage there because you know how much I love Chloe Hayden.
Yeah, see, she cheats a lot on these things.
Yes. Oh, I will say, actually, I'll give another one out there because I'm actually seeing her in May, Melissa Etheridge.
Oh, yes.
I fucking love
her. Bring me some water.
Yeah. I'm seeing her in May and I'm so excited.
And do you know who was the sperm supplier?
The what now?
Who was their sperm supplier?
No, you don't ask those questions. You don't say that.
Well, everyone knows.
The sperm donor?
Yeah. Who was the sperm donor?
The sperm donor was fine.
Who was it?
I don't know.
There you go.
No, I must not be a big... Because Melissa Etheridge is a lesbian. Context.
Oh, yeah, okay. Oh, yep. Hold on. So, because you don't ask someone who's had the baby, like,
No.
Melissa was always
very open about.
You can if it's a jokey context, you're like, who's the sperm? Like, because I don't know my dad, so I just say the sperm donor because he's not my dad.
Yep. Well, I'll tell you, it was David Crosby from Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young.
Shut up! Mm-hmm. I got away from the mic there because I yelled very loud, but shut up! Oh, my God. I'm not a big... That's not... Obviously, I love more her music and her history than anything, but like just the history of like how she became a musician. I'm obviously not as big of a fan as I thought I was.
Mm. Somebody bring me some Crosbys. About 3 million of them.
So I have a rule that we don't really talk about a lot of music.
Best swimmer.
No music. Okay, so fine. Next question. Although, did you just... I feel like all these questions are things we've covered.
No, I know. What's hilarious? This is hilarious.
Yeah, but Dan actually wrote these before. Before we even had this.
Yeah, we've definitely covered
this. But so I've seen your favourite
international accent. I'm going to go first. I'm going to say American.
Scottish. No, Irish.
No, so, okay, I see this two ways. So... are we going to talk about from the perspective of like favorite accent I like to do or favorite accent I like to hear?
Let's say hear. Okay.
Because those two have two different answers.
Okay. I'll say you like to hear Italian.
Oh. Okay. And you're saying that because the Italian word that was said before. Oh, gelato.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I'm going to say I like. Hold on. So you're attracted. Oh, can I ask you who you're attracted to? Males, females. Obviously, you've got a girlfriend, but what are you?
Yeah.
Oh, no, you're not attracted, but what
do
you...
Like not sexually attracted. I find people, like, visually appealing.
Okay, visually appealing.
Feminine, masculine, whatever, okay. Whatever goes my float, really.
Okay, so I'm going to say the Dutch.
Ooh, okay. I haven't thought about, like, this one. Dutch. Like, because you... Okay, so you said Dutch and you said Italian.
Yes.
Mmm.
Dutch is not good.
Dutch is very, like, rigid,
Dutch
isn't it?
Dutch is should have talking like this.
No, it's not. No, it's
that's German.
Not
it's like German.
That's
seems
more German. That's more German. German's a bit more
fluid. Okay, I'm changing it to your French. I'm changing French.
Two of the romantic languages. Mm-hmm. There you go. We're being very Europe-centric here.
Mm, okay. Judging. Okay, I'll. Yeah, I know my answer. Spanish. Español. And I only say this because when I would study in school, I used to listen to music, but I used to listen to Spanish guitar because if I listened to music that I knew the rhythm of and I knew the words to, I wouldn't be able to focus.
Yeah, same.
Yes.
Yeah.
So if I listened to something completely different that I had never heard before, I would be able to focus.
Very good.
I do, yeah.
So I listen to focus music. I think it's not black noise, grey noise.
Brown noise?
Is it?
White noise?
No, brown noise. I think it might be.
Brown noise is really good. It soothes my brain.
I just can't have anything that has a rhythm or that I know that I'm anticipating what's going to be next. But the
the brain loves repetitions.
The next question.
Oh no! I got to quickly recommend something before. I'm really going here. I've done so much music stuff today, but I'm allowed to. Yep. Have you heard the first Pixies album? Pixies, the first album by the Pixies.
No.
It was in Spanish. You should listen to it.
I will definitely listen to that.
Mexican Spanish, yeah. Yep.
I'll have to... Yeah, no, I'm definitely going to listen to that.
I've got it here. I've got it on vinyl.
On the vinyl.
Yep. So while you're eating your hamburger at the barbecue...
I'll just be in the corner, like when I'm very burnt out, just reading the vinyl.
Okay, what about this Dua Lipa or Taylor Swift?
I love how on the document it says dual. It's Dua Lipa, not Dua. Not
Dua. Well, it is.
It's
a
not.
Dual.
It's Dua Lipa, not Dua. All right, so yeah, Dua.
What do you think?
Oh, I think it should be Taylor Swift. Not that I'm saying anything bad about Dua Lipa, but I'm going to say it should be Taylor Swift.
Oh, you're saying Taylor. I'm saying I only know Dua. All I know is Dua Lipa from "Hey Bitch, I Said What I Said." Is that them?
No, that's Doja Cat.
Oh shit.
Yeah.
Similar sound, like another name. So, okay, what does Dua Lipa do?
She's
a muso.
Gorgeous.
She did she did one of the songs for Barbie. Oh.
Okay, I choose her.
Yeah. Okay. British.
Yeah, no, I'm a Swiftie all the way.
Yeah. Excellent.
I, you know, like between Dua Lipa and Swift and Taylor Swift, I love Dua Lipa because of the memes. Because she did this very like robotic, like very awkward dance at one of her concerts once, and it's just become a meme. Like Dua Leap, as in like, Dua, you know, Dua Leap.
Okay, last one. Jesus or Mary?
Oh boy.
So you know how I got this one? I wrote this during our, when we were talking, because we were talking about asexuality, and for some reason in my head I had, oh, so you're married to Jesus.
I have been compared to, I have been compared to the Virgin Mary because she was a virgin. Like that was purely it.
That was actually going to be my line then. I wasn't going to say that. Oh, but I was going to say, Mary because, yeah, like, well, she never actually did the deed. She was, it's a bit immaculate conception. I'm going with Mary. And also I think as you're growing up, you could probably more so relate with Mary. I don't know why, but more so than Jesus.
Okay.
But not.
Okay.
And you should go and watch the movie Immaculate.
Immaculate Slay.
It's unbelievable.
That's a slay. Oh, what's I haven't seen the movie. Sweeney? I don't know if it's a slay, but.
What's the, she's huge now. Something Sweeney, Sophia Sweeney or something like that. She's, everyone's going to hate me.
I don't know.
Anyway, she's the new It girl. And she's in this incredible film called Immaculate, which is, yeah, it's well worth seeing. It's horrifying. It's a horror.
Oh, okay. But
oh, my God, it's good. Horror. Yeah.
So who do you think, Jesus or Mary?
Well, I was going to say Jesus, so.
Yeah.
You know.
I'm going to have to go with Jesus because, first of all, Mary was definitely sleeping around. This is no offense to Christians, okay? I have no vendetta against the Christian religion, but Mary was definitely sleeping around, okay?
Exactly.
Let's be honest here. Okay, that's right. you don't just become pregnant when you're celibate and just be like, oh, the man in the sky did it.
That's right. And the original and Greek also, action means young woman.
And also Jesus, because he hung out with prostitutes and was nailed by 12 men.
He hung out.
He was hanging out with prostitutes, bro.
Love it.
I think that I feel like that's a wind up now.
We're done. We've gone through everything.
Yeah, well, I think you've done really
well. That's a wrap, boys.
That's amazing.
Well, you've offended me because I don't like to be masculine.
No, I'm sorry. I mean boys gender neutrally.
Yes. Yeah, and just whenever you see me, just sort of say, looking very feminine today, Bianca, and I'll be very feminine today, Bianca, like that.
Very feminine. Oh, yes. No, absolutely loving the hair, all right? Absolutely loving top knot. All right. Absolutely loving the bun you've got going on.
You're looking so short.
You look so very short today. Yes. Yes. Right, so no, absolutely killing it, Bianca.
Thank you. Oh, yes. Thank you very much.
You're most welcome. This has been really, really fun. I would love to come. Like, if you guys want to come, me to come back for a part two.
Or to a barbecue.
To a barbecue, yeah. Barbecue. Yeah.
Actually, we are going to have a 50th episode.
Yes.
Barbecue. You're
very welcome.
Oh, hell yeah. Yeah, I'm so down.
And it will be actually barbecue, I'm assuming. I'll have to do that here.
Oh, my God, you know, yes.
Yeah. I'm thinking of actually setting it up maybe so we can actually look out the window here. Because I don't really want to have to move all the computers and everything like that.
That is
so
cool. Can you open the windows? Like, I'm guessing you've got those flat...
A little bit, yeah. You can... A little bit.
Yeah. But
I could put the speakers out there.
Yeah, I would love to come back for the 50th episode because this was very... This was very, very fun.
Awesome. This is when we have the pauses, like, how do you end this? But we'll have other things.
Do you have an outro song or...?
It's the same as the intro song. But sometimes I do different songs depending.
Oh, true. Well, and you've got like to add. You've got to add like things that we've said as well.
If I got time to write something, I'd do it. If I don't, it's whatever.
The outro, whatever you call it, is also we might put your. I don't know why my words aren't working today, but you are a support worker and your business stuff in the show notes. So do you want to just say it?
Yes, yes, yes.
Yes, do it.
So, yeah, as mentioned, I am an independent support worker. So if you would like a actually queer, actually neurodivergent, queer and neurodivergent affirming support worker in the Melbourne eastern suburbs, you know where to find me.
What's your name?
So my name is Coda Rose. And actually, I'll give out my email. Yeah, so my email is river.ro53@gmail.com. If you would like to shoot me an email for an inquiring, I will definitely be able to help you out.
And your singing name should be Kodachrome Rose.
Coda what now?
Kodachrome Rose.
Kodachrome Rose. Yep. Oh,
yep.
Man.
Yep.
Nah, well, because my first name is actually River. My middle name is Coda, so I go socially by my middle name.
Well, now you've got a fourth.
Yes.
You've got one. Get rid
River
of one
Coda Chrome Rose.
Yeah, there you go. Coda Chrome Rose, it's
no,
awesome.
But my stage name would be River Rose for sure, because River Rose, like, that's a hot man right there.
I do have a question, because you said that, okay, so that your name born at birth. Oh, so about, yeah, with this. Yeah, right. Dead name, gone. Dead but name. So you're saying your name is River Coda Rose, but then you go by your middle name. That's I can't understand that, because wouldn't you just name your first name Coda if that's what you want to be called?
Yeah. So, like, my preferred name is Coda, but my first name is River because, like, I go by both names because, like, obviously when I go to, like, doctor's appointments and stuff, they'll call that River, or, like, anything, like, legal documents, my first name is River. And I go by my middle name, but there's been plenty of instances where people have gone by their middle name.
Yes.
There's been plenty, like, lot. There's cultures that do that. Like, when fathers would used to hand down their name and, like, you know, like, say his name was Frederick and then it'd be Frederick Jr. And to discern them all, you would call them all by their middle name.
Middle name. That's it. Yeah. I've got a lot of those. I've done all the ancestry and it's a nightmare.
Yeah. There's absolute a lot of instances nightmare. Where people go by their middle name and that was something. And because I love the names River and Coda and I wanted the best of both worlds, so that's what I do.
Bye.
Wrap it up, baby.
Thank you and bye. Okay, and we'll be bye. Doing other stuff around this, I think.
Yes, we'll do
this.
Yeah. That was really great. Yeah. I think you have so much information.
Yeah.
Okay, it's Future Dan here with only one hand because the other one's injured. I just wanted to say Coda does the bass line on this song. That's why I wanted to play it twice, so you can hear it again.
Coda better. Who knows Coda? Who knows Coda? Who knows Coda? Who knows Coda? Who knows Coda?